Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time, but will you push your neighbor and tell him God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. Time, y'all know. You taking too long. If you was gonna shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I gotta get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslept. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something or get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. You ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car. Whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Woo-hoo. Lord. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a break. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. Come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Hurt me, Lord. Deliver me. 'Cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
Hurt me.
I know we should be finishing, but take it from me two more times.
Cause all I see to do is hurt.
it is so. Amen. Now when we pray, we want to end that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
First of all, to God, who's the head of my life, welcome, welcome, welcome. It is Women's Day Thursday, and I'm super excited about the woman of God that's coming on this morning. Get your pen and paper ready because she has a word from the Lord just for you. Father, I wish you to come on and have your way on the show this morning. Let the woman of God decrease and you increase in her. Let your people hear what they need to hear on this morning. And you touch who needs to be touched, healed who needs to be healed, and people to be drawn close to you. In Jesus' name we pray. The scripture this morning is Matthew 7, 7 through 8. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find it. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. For the ones who seek, find. And to the ones who knock, the door will be open. That's Matthew 7, 7 through 8. Also, give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in. Paris, Japan, South Korea, India, Ireland, Portugal, Jamaica, the Netherlands, Italy, United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. We know on this side of the globe, sometimes you guys cannot openly praise God. But listen here, like we say all the time, we have you. We're praying on this side of the globe. We're interceding for you. You're not by yourself. Keep pushing through. The storm may look a little rough right now and you're going through some things, but don't lose focus because God is right there with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. You know that we're over here praying. And you guys, pray for the cities. Pray for Florida, the storm that's going on that's hitting families. I can't reach my best friend, and it's driving me insane, but I know she's covered with the blood. So continue to lift them up and know that God is doing just what he needs to do at the right time. If you don't have a relationship with God, I'm here to tell you it is time. The signs are here. You know, we lived off of Meemaw's and Big Mama prayers long enough. Now it's time for you to establish a relationship with the Lord for yourself. When was the last time you spent some time with him? When was the last time you read your Bible? You know, they make it easy for us now. You can download the app and listen to the word from your phone, tablet, or laptop, even TV. I'm telling you, spend some time with the Lord. It will bless you. Just like they say in the 12 steps of alcohol when they recovery, one day at a time. That's it. You don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible. You don't have to necessarily speak in tongues. Just talk to him like I'm talking to you. He hear you. He's right there next to you with his arms open. He's not going to force himself on you, But he loves you. He wants the very best for you. We understand. The men and women of God come on here, trust me, they understand. And you're not alone, because that's the first thing the enemy wants you to think, is that you're alone, and you're not. Make sure you keep your helmet of salvation on to bind the enemy up for attacking your mind. Because once he attacks your mind, he feels that he can take over everything. No. Stand up. Tell the ninja no. I said ninja. Tell the ninja no, that you're a child of God. You're a royal priesthood. Your father is a king, and you deserve respect. We're going to go to a musical break, and when we come back, we'll bring the woman of God on to deliver the word. Again, get your pen and paper together. She has a word from the Lord just for you. I'm telling you, if you're not ready, you need to get ready. We're going to go to a musical break.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter, but you are the living word. Say it now. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread, send down some glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. You are the
king. Awesome ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer. This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man. The King, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call.
Born in a manger,
but on a tree you
Amen, amen. He is the living word. Well, I'm going to present to some and introduce to others Apostle Julia Johnson. Good morning, woman of God. How are you?
Good morning. I am well in the Lord.
Amen. Well, the floor is yours. I'm going on mute. Let the Lord use you like I know he's going to. Go right ahead.
Amen. 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 To God be the glory. We thank the Lord for just another opportunity to come together and to be in his presence among his people. I'm thankful for the opportunity to be here today on Women's Day with Pastor Douglas and all of you wonderful people of God, children of God. I thank the Lord for he is a strong tower and mighty are the works of his hands. My God, I have been on fire for the last week. Oh, my goodness. God is doing something so amazing in his people. And in this season, the Lord is calling us to preserve. He's calling us to hold tight. He's calling us to hold on to his unchanging hand and simply believe him at his word. Lord, we thank you for your word on today, oh great God, oh mighty God. Mighty, mighty, mighty are you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we bless you for your word on today. We ask that you give us a word of peace, a word of comfort, a word of deliverance, a word of strategy, and a word of wisdom, a word that will set the captives free. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful. The Lord has been speaking about it. It's time for us to really believe him, to really believe him at his word, believe that he is God. I'm located in Savannah, Georgia, and the Lord has given me the charge to take back the land. There's a park that's down here, and it's so drug infested that children are not even welcome. And the Lord has given me the charge to go and take back the land. And when I tell you, it has been so amazing. You cannot be afraid. The Lord said, you have to go after my lost sheep. My God, come on. Many are not coming in the church house. They're not coming in the church house. We have to go out. Go ye out into the world. Go ye out. Make disciples. My God, the Lord is calling us to go out. We have to begin to get out of the church doors and begin to get out and believe them that he will supply all of our needs according to his riches and according to his glory. I am so excited for the move of God that is in the earth. Many people see the tragedy, but I see God moving. I see a setup for breakthrough. Anytime life gets too crazy, anytime life gets too hectic, that is when we will begin to see the miracles of God break out amongst his children and amongst his people. This is not the time to be worried. This is the time to gird up your loins and trust God again. This is the time to return back to your first love. This is the time to have childlike faith and believe that he is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. My God, I'm coming on today to increase someone's fire, to ignite the fire of God, to fan the flames that were laid in you, my God. When the foundations of the earth were laid, there are things that are in you in this season that are going to be activated by your lack. My God, things that are going to be activated by your lack. Creativity is for those times when we are in lack. My God, come on, you know your grandma made the best meals when she didn't really have nothing in there. She went in the kitchen. She began to talk to the Lord. She opened up them cupboards. My God, come on, you don't know what that meal was called that y'all ate. God, I love your word on today. I want you to begin to celebrate God for your lack. I want you to begin to press into God and thank him even for the pain in your body. God, I love your word on today. The Lord has been speaking to me, and he said many people, they're waiting on me to heal them. My God, come on, but they cannot receive their healing because I am not the God of their heart. Their pain is the God of their heart. Their sickness is the God of their heart. My God, the Bible says that we should worship the Lord our God in spirit and in truth. What we do not realize is a lot of times we are worshiping our pain. We are worshiping our situation. We are worshiping our problems. Our focus should be on God. My God, when the focus is on God, he said, I will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. You do not need a pill for mind issues. I'm telling you, not what I have heard. I'm telling you what I have lived. My daddy was bipolar, manic depressive. Jason, and schizophrenic. God, I love your word on today. When that thing knocked on my door, my God, come on, all I could do was begin to call on the name of the Lord. I began to lay my hands on my head. I began to talk to the Lord. I said, God, you have not given me the spirit of fear. You have not given me the spirit of crazy. You have not given me the spirit of schizophrenia, but you have given me the spirit of power. You have given me the spirit of love, and I have a sound mind in Jesus' name. I have a sound mind in Jesus' name. I have a sound mind in Jesus' name. We have lost our carry, and that is where we have lost our power. What do I mean? We have lost the ability and the endurance to wait in God's presence. We have lost the ability to summon God's presence and wait on him until a change comes. God, I love your word on today. My God, come on. He said, tarry in Jerusalem until you are endued with power. Tarry. My God, come on. I'm talking to somebody on today. The Lord is calling you to tarry. Oh, God, I bless your name. The Lord is calling you to tarry in your situation, to wait on God, to summon the presence of God, to lift up the standard of God. My God, I'm talking to somebody on today. My God, the Lord wants to do a mighty thing, but it takes your participation. We are not a people, my God, who do not have help. He is the great rescue. My God, come on. He is your personal Lord and Savior. He is here to save you from every wicked way, every foul way, every trap, every trick, every snare of the enemy. My God, come on. He said, cast down every high imagination. Depression is a high imagination. I know we don't know this, and maybe we didn't understand this, but addiction is a high imagination. You don't have to come when it calls. Woo! God, I love your word on today. Somebody is getting free. You don't have to come when addiction calls. My God, come on. You have to, all you got to do is say, God, I switch my loyalty today. I switch my loyalty today. God, I love your word on today. It don't even take 12 steps. It takes one step. I'm telling you, my God, come on. I love AA. My daddy was in AA and NA. My God, come on. But I'm trying to tell you, my God, that God wants to do a work in you so mighty that the next time you go to AA, you're going to tell them about the one. Glory! God, I love your word on today. I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm telling you how I have lived. I was paralyzed on my whole left side and weighed down for 3 years off and on. I was on 40 milligrams of Oxycontin a day. I was on 9 other prescriptions. My God, the doctor said you cannot get off them medicines. You got to stay. That's what's holding you. That's what's maintaining you. One day I got tired, and somebody is tired that's on this line today. My God, one day I got tired. I said, God, I'm tired. My God, come on. I'm singing about a God, my God, that I've never seen do a miracle. I'm tired, God, of praying, and I've never seen you do these things in the Bible. We keep saying, my God is awesome, and he can move mountains. I said, God, if you are still doing miracles, God, I love your word on today. I said, God, if you're still doing miracles, do it in me. I cold turkey my medicine. I'm talking to somebody on today. My God, Lord is just waiting for you to put all your eggs in one basket. My God, come on. He is not a man that he shall lie, nor the son of man that he shall repent. I cold turkey all of my medicine. My God, I was on muscle relaxers, depression medication, anxiety medication. I was on the Oxycontin. I was on muscle relaxers. I was on all of these medications every day. And I said, God, I'm tired. God, I love your word. My God, I cold turkey the medicine, and I said, God, I'm cold turkeying this medicine, and I'm going to believe you. And I said, God, I'm not going to move. God, I love your word. I'm not going to move till you heal me. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to move my face from this place. I said, God, your name is on me. I'm your child. And if you're still doing miracles in the earth realm, do it in me. Whew. Bless the name of the Lord, for he is a strong tower. He is a strong tower. He is a strong tower. My God, he is still the God who opens blind eyes. I'm telling you on today, he said, I am God, and I am not slack of my promises. My God, he is still making the lame walk. He is still letting the blind see. The deaf are still hearing. My God, come on. Salvation is still going out. I don't care about COVID. I don't care about monkeypox. I don't care about any of these things. My God, he is the God over all. At the name of Jesus. Jesus. Demons tremble. Devils flee. Sickness, it must bow down at that mighty, matchless name. My God, come on. I'm trying to tell you, on day one, I was not healed, but I kept believing God. On day two, I was not healed, but I kept believing God. On day three, when I tell you, I said, God, wait a minute. This ain't working. This pain is trying to overtake me. My God, come on. He said, how do you know if you're healed? You will not even get up and try it. My God, some of you already healed, but you got to learn how to match your faith with that thing. My God, I'm talking to somebody, and as I'm talking, I see strength going back into your legs. I'm talking to somebody. I see strength going back into your legs. My God, come on. I was paralyzed for 3 years off, and no, I get it. I understand. I went to water therapy. I've been through the doctors. My God, come on. But it wasn't until I called on the doctor. God, I love your word on today. My God, come on. Who made the doctors? I called on the great physician. The Lord said, how do you know if I've healed you or not? You will not get up. My God, you keep letting everybody help you and assist you. My God, so I rolled out of the bed that day. I dragged myself on my arm through the house. I began to lay hands on myself because the Bible says the signs, I love God, of a believer, they shall lay hands on the sick. My God, come on, they shall cast out devils. They shall tread upon serpents' heads. And if they ingest anything that is poisonous, God, I love your word on today. My God, come on, it shall not harm them. My God, come on, I begin to lay hands on my, I begin to say, by his stripes, I am healed. I begin to say, by his stripes, I'm healed. I'm talking to somebody on today who is struggling with chronic pain. My God, I love God and all of his children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking to you on today. You have to learn how to get in front of your pain. When that pain comes, you can't worship it. You can't say, oh, my back. You got to say, Jesus, God, I love your word on today. You can't say, where's my medicine bottle? You got to say, Jesus, oh, God, I love your word on today. When that pain comes, you got to begin to lift up the name of the Lord, because that's the name of Jesus. Demons tremble. Devils flee. Sickness, it bows down at that mighty, matchless name. I'm talking to somebody on today. I see your strength coming back. Glory to your name, oh great God. Woo, Jesus, hallelujah. I see someone sitting in a wheelchair, and your legs are a brown color, and I see spots on your legs, and they're a little thin because the muscles haven't been built. My God, but I see strength coming back today. You don't have no shoes on, but I see strength coming back today. I see strength coming back today. I see strength to those dry bones. God, I love your word on today. Woo, I feel the power of God moving. I feel the power of God moving. The Lord said, just believe my report. Trust me, I am not a man that I shall lie, nor the son of man that I shall repent. I got up on day four and I still wasn't healed. Day five, I still wasn't healed. Day six, I still wasn't healed, but I still believe God. I woke up on day seven and I still wasn't healed. My God, I said, God, wait a minute, something is not moving. On day eight, I woke up and I cried out to God with all of my heart and all of my mind and all of my soul. My God, I said, God, I'm 34 years of age. I said, God, I still got more life in me. I said, God, if you're still doing miracles in the earth realm, do it in me, God. I said, do it in me, God. If you're still doing miracles like you did, oh God, in the Bible days, if you did it in the woman with the issue of blood, God, do it in me. Ooh, Jesus. I said, God, I'll tell everyone with ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. I woke up on day eight and I still couldn't walk. Day nine, on day 10, I still couldn't walk, but I still believe God. You got to stay in agreement with the word of God. Come on, if the doctor give you a prescription, God, I'm getting ready to run. My God, if the doctor give you a prescription of antibiotics, you got to take it in the morning and it ain't going to break on day one. You got to take it in the evening and it ain't going to break on day two. But if you keep taking the prescription, whoo, God, I love your word on today. My God, I got up on day 10. I wasn't healed yet. Day 11, I wasn't healed yet. Day 12, I wasn't healed yet. On day 14, I'm talking to somebody on today. On day 14, when I got up to use my arm and roll out of the bed, my legs worked. Woo! My legs worked. Oh, God, I bless your name. My God, the Holy Ghost just gave me a fresh revelation. I ain't never even knew this before. The Holy Ghost just reminded me that 9 times out of 10, An antibiotic is normally 7 days or 14 days. In 14 days, the prescription of the Lord worked in my life. I'm coming to tell somebody on today that God wants to do that thing, but you have to be willing to empty out of your idols. You got to be, you have to be willing to empty out of every God that is on your heart. To my God, come on, he said, I am the great physician. What you mean healing ain't available? I don't care about COVID. I don't care about all of it. Has to come subject at the name of Jesus. Demons tremble and devils flee. Sickness, it must bow down. But you got to partner with faith. My God, come on, you got to say, God, all of my eggs are in one basket. Baby, you got to be like Esther. She said, if I perish, I perish. If I perish, believing God, did I really perish? I did not perish. I gained paradise. Hey, glory, hallelujah to the name of the Lord. Many of us are worshiping our pain and we're worshiping our problems. My God, we think because we talk to God about our problems that we're not, and that we're actually worshiping God. But you have to learn how to actually talk to your problems, my God, about your God. Hallelujah. My God, not only did I get up during those 14 days, not only did I lay hands on myself, I had to get myself a war song. For me, the song was Bigger by Jacqueline Carr. I had to let it play 24 hours a day. On rotation, I had to let the song keep playing because I had to strengthen my faith, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing. I had to allow the word of God in my ear gates. That's why somebody's getting strength on today, my God, because the faith of God is coming through your ear gates and it's partnering with the seed in your belly. God, I love your word on today, and I promise you fruit is going to be on your tree. If I be a woman of God, fruit is going to be on your tree. My God, come on, I'm talking to somebody on today. Thank you, Jesus. God, you're so good. You are so good. You're so gracious. My God, I let that song play. The song says you're bigger than this pain that comes to tear me apart. And I began to talk to that pain. I said, pain, wait a minute. You got my God messed up. I know what David meant when he said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that is coming against my holy God? Come on, you about to tell your problem and you about to tell your pain. I don't know who you think you are, but my God is the true and the living God. Woo, he has never lost a battle. The Bible says his train fills the temple. He is the undefeated champion. I don't know what circumstances that you are facing on today. I don't know what circumstances that are trying to pump you out, but I'm just trying to come and tell you on today that God is still God. He is exactly who he said that he was. He has not changed his mind. He is still healing. He is still delivering. He is still saving. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I had to get my praise song playing. I had to lay hands on myself. And the Bible says faith without works is dead. So I had to get up in the morning. I had to try to drag myself. I had to move them legs. I got a lady to come and give me massages. Come on, you have to learn how to talk back to your body. Stop letting your body tell you what it's about to do. My God, come on, I love God and all of his children. When we begin to take that body back to the great manufacturer, it's got to get tuned up. Some of you just needing a tune-up. My God, come on, it's got to get tuned up. My God, I love the Lord. It's not by power. It is not by might. God, I love your word. But it is only by the Spirit of God. Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots. God, I love your word on today. My God, but we come to put our trust in the Lord. We come to put our trust in the Lord. Many of you have a great assignment, and the Lord is trying to send you somewhere, but pain in your body is stopping you. Not today. Today it ends today. My God, come on. Either pain, you got to go with me, or you got to go. But either way, I'm going to do what God has called me to do. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. God, I love your word on today. As you begin to praise God, you begin to open up your spirit, man. The Spirit of the Lord comes in and it evicts everything that is not like God. Sickness is not like God. Pain, it is not like God. My God, come on, I love God and all of his children. Hallelujah. And then sometimes you're going to have to walk with it. But the Bible says after you have suffered a little while, I know you're saying, but you don't know how long I've been going through this, woman of God. Hallelujah. But the Lord knows how much a little while is, and he knows how much you can bear. And the things I've learned about God is before he shows you his hand as healer, Before you, he shows you his hand as deliverer. He shows you his hand as sustainer. He keeps you. And then you're able to say, I know him as a keeper. My God, because when I didn't even want to be, when I asked him to take my life, he didn't. I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I lived. During those 3 years of being paralyzed, I got depressed. It was awful. It was terrible. My God, I had all the medicines. I took them. One night, y'all, I took a handful of each of the medicines. I took the pills. I smoked some weed. I drank a bottle of Tanqueray. And guess what? I woke up in the morning. I didn't even have a headache, because you cannot kill what God has anointed to live. My God, come on. God has seen you through too much to think he's going to drop you off in a puddle of this situation. My God, come on. I'm talking to those. My God, come on. Even those that are in the sea, in the hurricane that's going on right now, the wind and the waves obey his command. God, I love your word on today. And all you got to do is begin to lift up the name of the Lord. When the lights go out, praise God. When the storm comes and it's rattling the things on the house, praise God. Because you are lifting up a signal that says, Passover, Passover. Baby, every house on the block might be gone, but they're going to come back and say, now, why is that house still standing? Because the Lord, our God, is with us. And if the house is torn down, God want to give me a bigger house. Come on, I'm just trying to help us increase our faith on today. Either we're going to believe God or we ain't going to believe God. The Bible says only those that endure till the end shall be saved. We got to endure. We got to endure. We have to endure. The Lord is calling us to preserve. Hold tight, man of God. Hold tight, woman of God. For the Lord is who he said that he is, and he shall do exactly what he said that he shall do. Hallelujah. We believe the report of the Lord, and it is so, and it is done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that word. I've been typing on Facebook back and forth as you delivered that word on this morning. Such a powerful testimony. People need to hear you went through so they can understand. You know how they feel. And it is a rainbow at the end. It is a deliverance at the end. To not stay in that position, to get up and trust God fully. Not sometimes, because the Bible says faith size of a mustard seed can move mountains. It does not matter, but as long as you have that faith in God. Oh, my goodness. You blessed me on this morning, Apostle. Father God, I ask you to give back what your daughter gave out to your people, Father God. Strengthen her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God. Give back what she needs, what she left out. Gave out on this morning. Bless her tremendously. A season of open door for the woman of God. Let her find favor in everything that she do, because she's your child and she delivered the word just like you told her to. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, you bless me being so transparent and so honest and open, because that's what some people don't understand. They need to be open and let people know that I've been there. Whether you was a crackhead, a dope dealer, a gangbanger, a madam, a pimp, a prostitute, it does not matter. Your testimony can save someone's life. My God, I thank you for that. I thank you for that. Please let the people know what all that you do, your business, where you're located, if they want you to come out and speak again. Or they just want to connect with you, because like we tell people all the time, it's not about Apostle Douglas and I. It's about glorifying the word of God. It's about telling the people Amen. That we know somebody who loves anybody and can save them just like he saved us. I'm not perfect. I share my testimony all the time. I gangbanged from sixth grade all the way up to I was grown. So dope till I was 15 years old till I was grown. Had four kids out of wedlock. You know what I'm saying? I pimped women. Okay, and what? I done that. Mm-hmm. But God saved me because, see, I had a praying grandma. See, that's what they don't understand. Woo. I had a praying grandma that interceded for me, that stayed on her face for Christmas. I'm not ashamed of what I done. I used to walk in people's houses and whoop they behind, Apostle, and walk right out like I ain't did nothing and wasn't scared of the law. Woo. Used to pluck a razor blade in my mouth. But because who I am, God knew. I had to go through those trials and tribulations to let somebody know, Lord, that he did it for me. He can do it for them. And I'm so honored that he chose me. The Bible says many are called, but a few are chosen. The chosen one goes to hell.
And it's okay because the hell you're going through is going to say, Jesus, you about to make me preach. You already did it. But you just woke something up this morning because God said, stop sitting on his gift. It's not your gift he gave to you. It's his gift. And when you link up with like-minded people, see the better we connected, you know, Martha and Mary, you know what happened? It lit, they jumped, and the connection just lit up this morning in me. You blessed me. If nobody else hear the words that was coming out of your mouth, Apostle AJ, blessed me on this morning. Let me go on mute. Let the people know about your business and how they can reach you.
Hallelujah. Listen, God is good, y'all. He's a good God. He is good. So you can reach me on our ministry is called, my ministry is called Makeover Ministry, M-A-K-E-O-V-A, Makeover Ministry. You can find me on TikTok, Instagram, IG, or Facebook, and I have a YouTube channel called Makeover Ministry. You can catch me on my website at makeoverministry.com. I do life coaching. I do one-on-ones. I always tell them, I call it life coaching for the world because the world acknowledges that, but I'm going to use the Bible and say the same thing, so call it what you want. But the gift that God has given me was to help people unravel from their past, help them stabilize their future, and push them forward to a productive, fruit-filled future in Christ. And so you can find all that information on there. I'm located in Savannah, Georgia, and the Lord has given me the charge to take over a park down here, so we are moving. I'm just so excited. It's been so good so far. And so you'll be able to find all that information. I'm updating our website today to put the information. You'll be able to stay current with everything that's going on at the park if you want to sew. There are two houses that I'm believing God for that are right there, but they both need to be repaired. So we need hands on deck. We need a seat. We need people. We need things. We need food. God has given me the charge to go out every day in that same community and don't leave till the devil don't come back, okay? Listen, he done chose the right one, and I thank God for the assignment. Come on, listen. You good woman of God, listen. We've been having a blessed time, y'all. We've only been there 1 week, and we walked through the community yesterday, and people are spray painting Jesus on the side of the buildings, y'all. Listen, the Lord said, he said, my people are there. That's what he told me. And everybody keeps saying, woman of God, why are you at that park? That's so dangerous. The kids ain't even welcome there. Straight bullets fly. I said, baby, God is with me. And I told God, I said, God, if you give me the head, the body got to come down. The Lord showed me in a dream a man's face. I go to the park. Long story short, he's the king of that jungle. I shook his hand. I told him the dream I had. He was in the dream. The Lord showed me his face and showed me a face of a lion. And somebody said, he ain't the king of this jungle. They all laughed. And then they said, no, he is. I said, God, I love your word. Come on. God is making good on his promises, people of God. So you can catch all that information on our website. It'll be under a tab called The Lord's Park. I haven't did it yet, but I'm going to do that today. My actual business is the All Dolled Up Experience. My website is aduexp.com. I'm so excited about that. I do wigs for women with medical hair loss. I have a beauty care line on there. Both of my daughters, they have products on there that they have. So you can go on there and catch that. And we also have, the Lord put it in my heart to create our own television platform. It's called MTC TV, and I'm in the works of that. I need help. So if anyone is good with technology and you believe the word of God concerning coming out of my mouth, I need help. God told me he was going to put the people in the way. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just following God. Technology is not my strong suit, but I'm following God. And so I'm so excited, and I thank God for the opportunity. You can reach out and find me in any of those places. And I'm believing God, and I would love to hear the testimonies.
Amen, amen. Woman of God, pray for the women that's on. No one actually pressed one to ask for, but I'm asking you to pray for the women that's on the line because some people think because they get in a position. I'm sorry, we have a call that want prayer. Let me click her in. Hold on for a second.
Okay.
Good morning, World God's Connection. How are you? Call, are you there?
Okay. Can you hear me?
Go ahead and pray for the. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I was helped too. Glory to God this morning. Amen. I'm usually very silent. I don't say much, nor do I acknowledge that I'm there, but I do be listening. Amen. And
amen.
I would just like praying for that holy boldness, glory to God. I love what I heard. I love the holy boldness that was spoken. Amen. And just want the woman of God to know that someone was listening.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Okay. Would you like me to go ahead and go forth?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hallelujah, Lord. We just thank you for every woman on the broadcast today, God. We thank you for you know us as daughters. You know us and you call us daughters. We are your princesses. And we thank you for that, God. When life comes, things happen, may we understand and acknowledge that you are the good Father. You have all of our concerns. You have all of our needs, and you will supply. You did not say that you could shield, that you would shield us from everything, every weapon. You didn't say that you would shield us from every weapon. But what you did promise us is that it wouldn't prosper. And so, God, I ask that you begin to manifest yourself even the more in our hearts and in our minds. For some of us have been through some very traumatic things. Some very hard things, and it's hard to get over, and it's causing a blockage. Help us to realize that it didn't even prosper. Some of us don't realize we think that it prospered, the molestation, the rape, the divorce. When our daddy wasn't there, we were mishandled, we were abused. It didn't prosper. We're still standing. Help us to see clearly that we are still standing. We are still yours. You still gonna use us. You still love us. You are the good Father. You send the comforter to us, oh God. Lord, we bless you for your faithful, your righteous. We believe your report. We believe your report. We are daddy's girl. We are daddy's girls. May we learn to remember to run to you with all of our care. I know life has hardened many of us because we felt like we had to be hard because this world is rough. But your word tells us in 1 Peter that you what you call precious is a gentle and quiet spirit. Gentle and a quiet spirit when we're dealing with our loved ones. You've called us to be nurturers. Even in Proverbs 31, it says a woman with wisdom, she gives instruction with kindness. A soft answer turns away wrath. Help us to understand that the power lies in our home. The power lies in our softness. Because a woman's words are as powerful as a man's fist.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
May we love in the way that you have told us and taught us to love. May today our heart be melted in any places that have become hard because of the problems and the things that we have been through. Give us fresh eyes today, fresh sight. Allow the scales, the chalice to fall from our eyes. Allow us to see our friends in a different light today. Our families in a different light today. Our husbands in a different light today. Our children, ourselves, those that are struggling with low self-esteem. Help us to remember your word told us in Song of Solomon 4:7, we are altogether lovely. There is no flaw in us. We're beautiful. We're fearfully and we're wonderfully made. Lord, we thank you, and we can trust your report. The hardest area for us to trust God as women is not provision and all of that. We trust God. We trust him for healing. But it's trusting you with our beauty. You called us beautiful in our bare, beautiful skin, whatever color that it is. You called us beautiful. Allow us to look in the mirror today, God, and see ourselves as your beautiful daughter.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Created in your image. Lord, we bless you. We love you, and we will not fail to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen.
Thank you.
Thank you for
thank
the wonderful
you.
Prayer.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you guys for tuning in. Apostle, that was my spiritual mother when I'm talking about a mighty woman of God. Jesus, I get emotional because if I call and ask her for prayer, she go in, and sometimes she's surprised upon us and call us. That's how you know when you're connected with the right people and go into prayer. And it's not about me. It's not about him. It's not about her or you. It's about being on one accord and following and listening to God
all the time,
yes.
Not sometimes.
Yes.
And that's what I love about her. So when you connected with some powerful women of God, because see, my grandmother, Jesus, was a phenomenal woman. And I'm so proud to be connected to women that is so similar and just like her that I didn't miss a beat. I didn't miss a beat. And again, it is an honor to have you on. We will be having you back. If anybody didn't hear the full show, I put it on my Facebook. It's on World Gospel Facebook. And I also sent it to Apostle Julia. If you want to go back and listen again, you did a phenomenal job. Thank you again. I'm honored to. We met on TikTok, y'all. I mentioned her because she was working that message that she preached. See, when God show you somebody and he truly show you who they are, baby, you better connect and link up.
Amen. For God be the glory.
We don't know the day nor the hour, but it's coming. He coming, and he's on his way back. Are you prepared for when the Lord comes back? You need to ask yourself. Do a self-check. Get prepared. If you don't know the Lord, I'm here to tell you, get to know him because you need it. Remember, I always leave three keys before we get off the show. First, find you a Bible. Whether it's King James or NIV, find you a Bible. Two, find your church home. If you go online, if you go in, please be safe. Also, you remember, you're welcome at Abba House at 3029 Wayne Street, Houston, Texas, every Sunday at 3 p.m. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only preaching the word, but they are walking the word. This must line up when you surrender your life to Christ. A Bible, a church home, and a covering that's walking and preaching the same thing. Now, remember, God don't care what you did last night. He's still right there with you. Give your life to Christ. Romans 10:9 says, you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You heard the testimonies. You heard Apostle Johnson give her testimony. You heard mine. You heard all the previous men and women of God testimony that's been on here. It's just that simple. Now, welcome. It's not going to be easy. From Genesis to Revelation, nowhere states. Nowhere in there states it's going to be easy. But it does say, have a faith such as the mustard seed can move mountains. It does state in 2 Corinthians 5:7, to walk by faith and not by sight. It does say to love one another in spite of what they did. You're still supposed to love them. Because forgiveness is not for them. It's for you. Forgive them. Move on. Give it to God. God can handle it way better than you can. Trust me, he can. I'm a living witness. Like we get on the iron, sharpens iron, and we stand on that. It's birthing time, people. It's time for you to birth out what the Lord put inside of you. You can't sit on his anointing because you might not get the chance to bring it out, birth it out again. It might take 20 years when you have the opportunity to right now to link up with like-minded people that people can push you where you need to be pushed. No, it's not going to be easy. Birthing is not easy. Women on here know birthing is not easy. As my grandma used to say, you have one foot in the grave and one foot out when you're giving birth. So it's going to be some pain. But it's going to be pain well worth it, like when you see your child after your child is born. Get in a position. Get planted. Get under somebody that's going to push you and guide you in the right direction. It's going to hurt, but it's going to be okay. Make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is preaching and walking the same thing. Remember, we still have blessed all. It is free. It's no miracle soap, miracle water. It is free. It's your faith in the oil. It's not that. Faith in God. Core Gift Against Body Scrub is still available. You can reach us at 832-519-7646. And my journal is my journal is on Amazon. Swag 31-Day Journal. Strength with Almighty God by Kashima Douglas. We also still go feed the homeless. If you want to sew, you can go to Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook or $WGC2020. We're getting ready to do a blanket
donations for December for the homeless. If you want to connect to any speaker that's been on here, please let Apostle Douglas or myself know. We will connect you. It's not about us. It's all about kingdom building. We will connect you to any speaker that have been on the show if you want to connect with them. Just reach out to us and let us know. 832-519-7646. Pastor Douglas, I want to talk to Apostle Johnson. Pastor Douglas, I want to talk to Apostle Miller. Whichever apostle or woman of God been on here, pastor, evangelist, minister, you can connect with them. It is not no I in team. One body under Christ, delivering his word. It's time for us to get out of self and focus on the Lord. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day. Know that the Lord loves you. You're not in this fight by yourself. We are here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. If you ever need us, even if it's just a prayer or just a talk, 832-519-7646, Apostle and I here. We say what we mean and mean what we say. I can only speak about us and the men and women of God that's been on here. Remember, tune in for Man Up Monday. Apostle Douglas has a phenomenal show for the men on Monday. We're working on some other things. Abba House is in full effect. If you need us, reach out to us. 3029 Wayne Street, Houston, Texas, 77026, 3 p.m. every Sunday. Come out and fellowship with us. Trust me, you will not leave the same way you came. You guys have a blessed, phenomenal day. Know that we're here and talk to you soon.
The enemy came up against your home. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win, win. You will win, win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finance. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will win. Oh, you will win. Yes, you will.
you win. I came to tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season, and it's called a champion. You ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them, everything attached to you wins. Everything attached to you wins. Now just tell them, say, it's your winning season.
It's your winning season.
You've got God to carry you. You've got God to carry you. That's what he's going to do tonight. Because you can't afford to lose again. You can't afford to lose again. Oh, it's your winning season. Last time, say, I need you to do, because I realize that you can't say you are a winner but look defeated. I need you to get up out of your seat and high five 10 people across this room. Don't just stay at your row, tell them across the room that you will win. Come on, high five 10 people and tell them you will win. You will win. God don't birth failures. God don't call you defeated.